The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12. 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start, 6, 5,
4. Hey, good morning, Joe Piscopo. This is the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11. You believe that? Where were you? To my boomer brothers and sisters, where were you? 5 minutes, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Albert. Good sound effects. He did that by himself with his mouth. And with his hand over his mouth. It was not, that really wasn't NASA. That really wasn't from Apollo 11. It was Al going, and Earl. We do our own sound effects at the show. Thank you very much. Hey, so it's exciting. 50th anniversary. You don't see it anywhere. There's two things, please. And a good morning to you. Great to have you with us. We are streaming. We are live. See, let me go to the first thing. So I get the suit, and it's kind of like a favor. Someone says, here, have a suit. You MC something, I'll give you a suit. Because that's only my life. Hey, how are you, Joey? Good. Can you MC that thing? I got a suit for you. I got off the rack. Off the rack, nice suit. We'll tailor it. You look great. So, no, honestly, I go down to my friend John L. down at Garmani down there, who I love. What a great guy. Great. And, of course, top of the top. And I got a suit that's got little blue pinstripes in it. But as I look on camera now, forgive me for leaning more toward television, I can't really see the blue little stripes like that. And we have, yes, we have high-definition television. You can tell that by the crevices of my face. But, you know, so now I just look like I have a dark suit on. But if you get a chance to look, we'll look for that. It's got nice little blue little things to it. Thank you, Al. See, Al.
Hey, there's right next to where your left hand is, there's a blue stripe going down. No, on the jacket.
Thank
you. Can see it.
Thank you. And he likes my tie.
You look fabulous, honey. I do like the tie. Big fan of the tie.
Thank you, darling.
Well, you wanted me to show up in my pajamas last night at John Bramnick's thing.
I was going to go. So anyway, there's a suit. So, number one, it's Apollo 11, 50th anniversary of the man on the moon. And we did it. The United States of America did it. In 10 years, we did it. JFK said, we're going to the moon, and boom, we go on the moon. Am I right? Is that the best? So we go, and Buzz Aldrin, we're searching for Buzz Aldrin. He's a friend, Montclair, New Jersey. Buzz. And we're trying to get in touch with him, and he's in Houston, so he's got a lot going on, but I'd love to try to find Buzz and chat with him about it. Second man to walk on the moon. So this is monumental. This is great. This is celebratory of the United States of America. Am I right? This is great that we did it. We put the American flag on the moon. When they do a movie, The First Man, or whatever that movie was, they don't put the flag on the moon, the American flag, because God forbid we're going to offend somebody. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to do the Pledge of Allegiance because we're going to offend somebody. They don't want to sing the national anthem because God forbid we're going to offend somebody from outside the country. Oh, my gosh. We landed on the moon. We should celebrate today. I don't see it anywhere. I don't see it. 50th anniversary, I don't see it anywhere. Maybe we're just too old. They don't even play to us, people who are old enough. I remember being down the shore, my buddy Mike Katz, and my parents were there. We were at the Williams House. I remember exactly where I was, watching Man on the Moon. It was awesome. Great. Number two, there was that Made in America event down in the White House yesterday. It was great. It was me. The president celebrates it. It was great. It Made in America, and everything that was good about this country, the direction that this country is going in, you hear me rail every morning, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Every morning, I rail about how we should manufacture in these stressed areas, how we should bring manufacturing back. And Donald J. Trump, the Republican, I can't even believe he's a Republican. He's making sure that we keep everything made in America. And the economy is coming here, and that's why the economy is soaring, and we're able to bring back the manufacturing jobs. So this is great. What are we talking about? Oh, please. Forgive me if you've been going here, but I got to go here. This is like, I'm reaching for the New York Post, doing a fine job. And they have on, I'm holding it up for the camera, it says firing squad. And it has a picture of the squad down there, the Democratic, these women. Because the president did not say, go back to where you came from. The president did not say, go back to where you came from. Do I have to say it again? The president did not say, go back where you came. He did not say that. He said, very simply, and everybody understood it, if you don't like, you know what he did? He quoted, I don't say quoted me, it's what I've been saying for like a month now with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and these anti-American, anti-Semites, these horrible people, forgive me, that are in the United States House of Representatives. I'm the one who said it. And they go, oh, Donald Trump had this racially charged quotes. Well, maybe, was my comment racially charged? I don't think so. Because you know what I said? You know how amicable I get and objective I get on the show? People think I'm too objective. People say I should be, oh, you should be more pro-Trump. Oh, you should be, oh, you're with the president too much. You can't make anybody happy. I'm going to tell you exactly what it was. That this was, these people, you come to this country, in a country that we saved. You know that I've said it because you listened to the show, and thank you for that. So much thank you for that. I've been saying this. The president said exactly what we've been saying on this show now for months, is that when you come from Somalia and we lose 17 United States Army Rangers in Somalia and they drag those Rangers through the streets of Somalia, of Mogadishu, and then you come here in seeking asylum and you tell me I'm a racist and you tell me you like Al-Qaeda when we're a block away from thousands of people who died and continue to die from those attacks, then you should go the hell back to your country. And I'm telling you, everybody feels that way. And if you don't feel that way, you're lying to me. I swear to God, the president didn't say go back to where you come from. He said, if you are here, if you're here in the country, you don't like it, you're welcome to leave. You're welcome to leave. And Nancy Pelosi hopefully will pave the way for these people to get out of here. Oh, my gosh. It gets so... I can't wait to come on the radio. I can't wait to come on, you know, streaming television like we're doing this morning on YouTube, on Facebook, right? I can't wait to come on because I feel like I'm the translator because I'm listening in the car and I'm running around doing it, you know, my usual crazy life. And then I'm listening and I know what the president said. Why? Because we study it ad nauseum here in the morning. It's what we do every day. And I said, no, the president didn't say that. Show that. So they, all of a sudden, I cut to, I'm watching, it's on the news on the radio, you know, like I'm watching the CBS News. I put it on the radio because I'm in the car. And I don't want to take my eyes off the road and watch the iPhone, say, yeah, I'm a safe driver that I am. And Nora O'Donnell is now the new anchor for CBS News. Great. And I go, well, she's sensible. She's objective. Nora's great. She'll get it. No, as soon as the news goes in, President Trump makes racist comments and says, if you don't like it here, go get out of here. Go home. Every news outlet said that. Every single news outlet. It's not what the president said. What did I tell you? How the false narrative gets picked up and then it becomes reality in news? We're not going to let that happen here on the show. I refuse. I refuse to let it happen here. For the president to say, look, if you don't like it, he's saying what I've been saying. Of course, I don't have the platform of the president of the United States, but you understand it. And I just said, if you come from a country and we tried to save your country and your country is run by drug lords, and then you're gonna do what happened in Black Hawk Down. You all know the story. 17 United States Army Rangers died. They dragged them through the streets. And then you come here and you lecture us. And then you say, and it's video, and it's the video that I didn't want to even put out there because I thought it was fake. I thought someone faked it. It was so egregious that I thought it was fake. When Ilhan Omar said, she goes, oh, no, Al-Qaeda, I had a professor. I took a course on terrorism. Great. Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. You come from Somalia taking a course on terrorism. Now, why would you do that, I wonder? And then she shrugs. She goes, but my professor, his shoulders went back when he talked about Al-Qaeda. And then she says, and you got to catch this because I haven't heard not one person talk about this. She goes, Hezbollah. She says Hezbollah in this interview. I thought it was fake. I thought, no, that's not real. I let it go. I didn't even show it to Frankie. for like whatever it was, weeks and weeks. I said, no, no. Sure enough, then I saw Tucker put it on his show. I said, well, wait a minute. That really happened. She really said that. Do you understand that? She said, you don't feel that when you say America. She said that. That's what Ilhan Omar said. She said, you don't feel that when you say Britain. That's what she said. She said, you don't feel that when you say the army. When you say Al-Qaeda, you feel proud, Ilhan Omar? You know what? Get the hell out of the country. That's what I'm thinking. Sorry. Go back to Somalia and help those people over there. Don't get me started. Don't let this false narrative take over the news. We should celebrate what we did as a nation, as great as we are. We landed on the moon 50 years ago. We're going back. We got a president who's on the right track talking about made in America. And then you got these... And God forgive me, it's not even the Mod Squad. I don't know who these people are in the United States House of Representatives. But should the president have not said anything? Because that's the narrative they want, because they're self-destructing within the Democratic Party? Perhaps you're right, and that is the point. But the fact of the matter is, he never said, if you don't like it here, go home. He never said that. That's a lie. It's fake news. He said, if you want to go back, you're more than welcome to do it. I wanted to get that off my chest, you know, because I'm watching the news. It's so frustrating. I need makeup. I look a little too pale. I look a little pale. Anyway, good morning. I'm not going to worry about myself now. Frankie is here now. Fine. Hi, boys. How are you?
You look fine. You look very tan. Look
great. Is it tannish?
Yeah, you got a little tan going. You're very fired up this morning. I love it.
So, oh, please. Because I love you. I talk to you watching. I talk to you listening. You are our family, this fabric that what we have done here. And let me just stay in this for a second. Seriously, what we have done on this radio station, thanks to Mr. Crowley, our boss, and certainly Mr. Phil Boyce in Salem Media, we've created a family here, and you listen. You're kind enough to gather around this virtual kitchen table every morning to hash out the issues of the day. I would never, you could hear if we're faking it or we're, you say something that's an untruth or you're saying something that, oh, he's just pro-Trump. You could see, you can't fake radio, I found out. The one thing I found out, I went to college. I have a degree, a four-year degree, you're right, in broadcast management where I studied radio and television. You can't fake it. So when I tell you something, we talk to you about something, we say it from the heart with all the honesty in the world. And you're more than welcome to call to criticize. But when I see it's fake news and I see the narrative grasp on, and then it becomes the headline news, and it's not a reality. It's my responsibility as a broadcaster on this 50,000-watt station that is the flagship station of Salem Media, and we're very proud to be, and we're the morning show of the flagship station. It's my duty to tell you the truth. This is fake news, what's going out there. This is fake. The president never said that. He never said, they can't help themselves. So I just wanted to lay it out for you. 17 minutes. 6:17, my birthday. Thank you very much. Frankie, good morning. How you
good
doing?
Good morning. Buddy? Happy birthday.
I like that. Happy birthday, 6:17. And Albert. So I go last night. I'm running around, and I get a call and from my friend, you know, John Bramnick, who has that great book, Why People Don't Like You. And he's the leader down there in the GOP, down in the Assembly in New Jersey. Great guy. Great guy. We've become very close friends. He's a good guy. Great guy. So, Joe, could you drop by? I'm doing like a golf outing. And my buddy Vic Richel is going to be there. Vic from Trinitas, our buddy from Trinitas. Mm-hmm. So I go, oh, yeah, sure. I'll go there. Now, you heard on the air yesterday. It was in Westfield, I believe that is.
Yeah.
Echo Lake. Echo Lake. Beautiful country club. Mm-hmm. Beautiful people. Great set. We had a great time. And Alice, how far is Clark from Westfield?
It's right next door, actually.
6 minutes.
I've been to Westfield.
Echo Lake is on. It's on the other side, so
minutes.
Closer to Kenilworth, not Mountainside.
Isn't that what you say about this show? The Echo Lake.
Echo.
All right, so
Echo. So I call. So I text. I text Al.
What time?
I'm there. I'm with
6:19.
And what time did the party start?
6:00.
Oh.
Okay. So he texts. He says,
"No, but I talked to you earlier. I said
you did. Yeah. No, you invited me." So he said, at Echo Lake, come on over. So my response was, LOL, thanks, but I'm in my PJs already.
Now, so PJs. So I really want Al to come over.
Right.
Now, I want Al to walk in. I want us to be, there are all these great golfers, all these great folks, you know, very, very distinguished, you know. It was a Bramnick event. It was great. I wanted Al to walk in his pajamas.
Right. But, well, first of all, if I would have showed up, I would have been in a T-shirt and shorts. There's no way I would have come in anything other than that.
That would have been great.
So then,
here's Al, the news guy.
No, I worked out. I had to buy a birthday card for somebody. Her birthday was yesterday. We're seeing them tonight. And
buy a birthday card. Well, that would hold me up for like days.
Hours.
I bought some new beer. Okay. And then when did Joe respond to me after that remark? 8:43 p.m., he writes back, that would have been worth the trip.
Well, but
and I said, shorts and a T-shirt. I don't think so. Underdressed for
Six
sure.
Minutes.
See you in the morning.
6 minutes. Did you have shoes on at least? Flip-flops. Flip-flops? Yeah. Oh, Al, you so could have walked in. You look like De Niro in Raging Bull.
Yeah.
What's going on here? What's going on? Hey,
how are you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, they're important people here. Joe, I know you. They would have thrown me out.
Take a dive.
I said, I'll see you in the morning.
What do you think? I'm Mama Luke? Come on, Mama Luke.
Joe's response, yes, dear. That was his response.
So at least you will stand fast. You will stand as witness.
Yeah, you invited me. I didn't say you didn't invite me.
But you would have complained if Joe didn't invite
That's
you.
I would never have heard the end of it. No. 19 minutes after 6 o'clock, 20 after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. We got a lot to get into. I'm fired up this morning, is right. We're going to speak the truth on this program, and you're always welcome to call on our Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999. Say what?
Has de Blasio resigned yet?
No, my gosh.
God, I'd love for that. They're all talking about, like, the Post was saying that Governor Cuomo should just step in and, you know, and charge him or whatever. No, he should just leave. What'd he raise, $1 million to run for president? He's not even anywhere in the ballpark, and this idiot is still leaving the town. My issue is,
you know, if I was 20 after, I get this all the time.
But
Val wants to say something. Go ahead.
Because
Randy Scott can wait.
No, sorry. No, we can go to break.
I'm trying to keep the show tight,
yeah, okay.
But I want to hear what you got to say because you're not wrong, and it's very interesting to see how this man gets away with it. And if you again, you said it out early, and it's very true. If you're going to take an office like being the mayor of a city or the governor, you should not, or a senator, you should not be able to run for another office. And if you do, you should resign from where you are. It's as simple as that. 6:21 now. Oh, we're running late. I better move now. And Brandy Scott, she's sitting in for Debbie DeHaim this morning, checking out traffic for you on AM 970. The answer, twirling.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey there, guys. Still really bad out there on the Cross Bronx. You are inching by to the outbound. George, earlier accident on the upper level had all lanes blocked for a bit. Plus, we've got a stalled tractor trailer blocking the right lane on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. You are not moving much from the Bruckner. Add to that now a crash on the Deacon southbound right by the Cross Bronx. One lane is out there. You are hitting the brakes from 225th Street. Hudson River crossings on the inbound side, though. You are looking good on both decks. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 10. Inbound Holland still quiet. Alternate side in effect today. And Mass Transit, 7 trains are running late in and out of Grand Central. Hot and sunny day headed our way. Temperatures will reach the low to mid-90s. Partly cloudy skies tonight down to about 75 degrees. This report is sponsored by Stand Up to Cancer. Stand Up to Cancer is a groundbreaking initiative created to accelerate innovative cancer research that will get new therapies to patients quickly and save lives now. Visit standuptocancer.org. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
There are a lot of warnings you don't want to miss, like a sign saying, bridge out ahead, or a lifeguard announcing, there's a shark in the water. But in the digital world, there may be no warning when it comes to cyber threats. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes Norton Security for more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect threats to your identity, like your personal info for sale on the dark web, and Norton Security protects your devices from ransomware, emerging viruses, and other online threats. And if you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But having LifeLock with Norton means we'll warn you about the threats you could otherwise miss on your own. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Just call 1-800-LifeLock or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code ELDER. That's promo code ELDER for 10% off. Terms apply.
Pain is the number one reason people go to the doctor. And that's why Relief Factor is doing so well these days. People don't like being in pain, but you also don't want to go down that prescription drug path. You want a 100% drug-free solution to back pain, to neck pain, to leg pain. Nobody more committed to helping people get rid of pain than the father and son team of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. I know these guys. They are on a mission. They have a heart for the hurting, and they are focused like a laser trying to help people with back or neck pain. Relief Factor, the quick start is discounted to $19.95. It's about $1 a day for 3 weeks. Then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. Try the 3-week quick start. If after 3 weeks Relief Factor doesn't work for you, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? As a customer, I know it works. I take a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening, never miss it. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. 8384. Get started with a three-week quick start today.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Joe on the radio. 624. We are YouTubing. We are Facebooking, and we are on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us. Happy Tuesday. Happy Summer Tuesday. It's going to be warm. You know, you got to be careful. You got the air. We'll tell you about that. You got to be very, very careful today, but I do love the heat. And now you might want to think about rhino shielding your home or your business. People will say, Joe, what about, can I do that to my business? Yes, you can. You have to please listen to Joey on the radio. You get a ceramic coating. That's what Rhino Shield is. It's a ceramic coating, and it goes right on aluminum, stucco, and concrete, and a concrete block or whatever coating you presently have. And that's what I did to my house. I said, can we Rhino Shield my home? I don't even know what it was. Like, I guess it was aluminum siding, whatever it was. Rhino Shield's the best thing you could do for your house. It looks great. You don't have to paint it ever again. It's got a 25-year warranty against chipping and peeling and fading. Go to rhinoshieldmny.com, please. Because you'll love to talk to Susan. She will come out. She will give you a free estimate. She will show you what your building will look like. Your business, for example, what your building will look like. That was my big glasses hitting the microphone. Sorry. Look at my big 1950s glasses. I kind of wanted every. I was trying to accentuate that how good Rhino Shield is, and I hit my head. Sorry, that's what that sounded. But Susan will come out and she'll show you what your building or your home looks like graphically right on your computer. That's what she did, and you pick the color, and then you don't have to worry about it for 25 years. Are you kidding me? You got to try out RhinoShieldMNY.com. You read about this unique process and set up a free estimate. Yes, I said free estimate. RhinoShieldOfNY.com. Or again, you can call Susan, great gal. You will love her. 877-744-6608 for RhinoShield. 877-744-6608. RhinoShield is a proud Gold Shield member. RhinoShield, it's not paint.
Dennis Prager. Coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Big Al is here. Randy Scott is in for Debbie Duhame. Frankie, look, I think he's got topics on that, hasn't he?
I think.
You, did you spray the stuff that I put in my hair?
No.
I don't have any in mine.
No. I get, you can do that. Some guys spray it on.
Could you imagine?
Let's spray little... GLH on Al's hair.
Right on the
and
top.
Al's head,
just right on a little top.
Oh, that would
like
be
a
great.
Like a propeller.
Would you do that if I bring some in?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, we'll just spray it. You know, yeah. And then we talk to people. When guests come in, we won't tell them.
Yeah, we won't tell them. Or like draw something and see if they notice, like a mustache or something on the top.
Let's
or something.
Try it.
Some
Let's try
symbol.
It. Let's try
know,
it.
A prince's symbol.
But Frankie, your hair looks very full. Look at
Thank
Frankie's
you.
Hair. Like,
yeah,
it's like good. It's like a chia pet. And
it
I mean
does,
that compliment.
Yeah. No, I've heard that.
Here. Wow, that's,
no,
is that
great.
Really complimentary?
Yes. I wish I had a head of hair like this. Are you kidding me? This guy will never go bald forever. You look good. Frank. See, this is what I'm talking about marketing. We should have a chia pet, Frank Morano chia pet on the show, and a Frank Morano.
Didn't they come out with a Trump?
Wait, the eight ball. Keep telling you about it. You ask it anything, and it will give you the answer. Like I asked Frank.
Didn't they come out with a Trump chia pet?
Can we get on that?
I think there is a Trump chia pet.
There was an Obama one.
I'm not sure how it would be manufactured, though. Who would be responsible for the...
Well, you can go to China.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No.
Ask again later.
Hey, Jack Carr's on the show, former Navy SEAL, sniper, author of the new book, True Believer. And, you know, we have such immense respect for the United States military as we do for law enforcement, all those who put their lives on the line for us. Jack Carr is a former Navy SEAL sniper, and the book is True Believer. He will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. I asked Frankie to bring on this gentleman, remarkably fascinating gentleman, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, Executive Director of the EMP Task Force on National and Homeland Security, former Chief of Staff Congressional EMP Commission. Yes, that means Congress had the Electromagnetic Pulse Commission. There's a danger in that. And more so than EMP, which can happen from a solar flare. And I'm not being sensationalist or conspiratorial here. This is something that is real. Again, like I deal with these so honestly because I love you. It's respect. The love is a foregone conclusion. But the respect I have for you when we open the mic and I chat with you like this every morning. I know there is a danger of EMP, but the electrical grid in the United States of America is antiquated. I've been saying that For years I've been saying that. Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, he's the smart guy, knows all about it. We'll be talking about how we fix the grid. And that's what I'd like to see them do in Washington, as opposed to press conferences. Oh, my Lord. This the politics of it all. Let's just worry about taking care of our country. E. O'Brien Murray, longtime Republican consultant. He's a great guy and strategist. We're going to see we're going to talk about what's happening with the president and the squad. Assemblyman Robert Auth is a friend of the show. He represents the 39th Assembly District in Bergen and Passaic counties. What's happening in New Jersey, I've never seen before. The Democrats don't usually self-destruct in New Jersey. That's what's happening. What will this mean for the gubernatorial race coming up in a couple of years already? Gosh, it's only 3 years away. Mike Gallagher is going to join us live. We love Mike on a 10:05 and AM 970 The Answer. Aaron Short, Alan Salkin, co-authors of the new book, The Method to Madness, Donald Trump's Ascent as Told by Those Who Were Hired, Fired, Inspired, and Inaugurated. So it's a pro-Donald Trump book, and we're going to talk about
it. It's an unbiased.
Thank you very much. There we go. Unbiased is great. And Ace Wanatusoparp is a vice president, regional manager. He's a very bright guy. You want to meet Ace. And he works with Dottie with Ion Real Estate, which is a big, huge national show here on AM 970 The Answer. And we've had Ace on before. And we look forward to seeing what's going on with the economy. What's going on with real estate? Because you know what's interesting in real estate? I mean, remind me to ask Ace this, Frank, if you would. The high-end houses, they're giving them away. They're not selling. And the house market is great. Housing market is great. Mid-income, you know, mid-income and 500,000, 400,000 and lower, $300,000 homes, they're selling like hotcakes. When you go up to $800 million, no one can move their homes.
Now, is that in New Jersey specifically?
I'm going to have to tell you by looking, friends are calling me and telling me I can't sell my house.
I wonder if some of that is due to the difference in tax deductibility. You used to be able to write off all these high property taxes.
And not only that, we got to talk to Ace about that. When you look and you go down to listen to Dottie and you look for a house, for example, you go down, you ask what is the property tax, and when you buy a house, you know, in the $1 million range, they're banging like in Montclair, they're banging like $50,000 a year and property tax alone.
But if you can buy $1 million house, you certainly can afford.
No, that's not always the case. Thank you.
But then why are you buying $1 million house? You could buy a $600,000 house
because your taxes are still going to be too much.
But disparity, you know, from $600,000 to $1 million, there's a big jump in property taxes. In my town, a lot of the houses that are selling between $300,000 and $500,000, are moving like hotcakes.
There's
a house that just went up for $1.8 million
there, right?
Again, depending on the size of your house, there's a house on the other side of town in Clark. It's going for $1.8 million. They can't get a sniff.
Close to Westfield, right?
No, actually closer to the Edison side of the border, which is the nicer area of Clark.
But my point is, under the new tax reform bill, you used to be able to write off all of those local property taxes for a $1 million house. Now you can only write off the first $10,000. So why would you ever do that to yourself?
Well, I'll give you an example. Yeah. Well, 10 years ago.
Your point is right on. Right on.
10 years ago, I lived around the corner from the house that I live in now. I was paying over $10,000 in taxes. I was paying about $11,000 in taxes at my house. Yeah,
really?
It was a 2,800 square foot house. I moved around the corner to a house half the size.
Yeah.
My taxes went from about $11,000 to about $6,000. And I'm paying about roughly around $7,500 in taxes now.
Yeah, but that's a lot. If you got, you know, if you,
it's still a lot, but $7,500 is far better than $11,000.
I went out in the boondocks, and I'm thinking I'm going to get a bang for my buck. You can get some land,
right?
You can get, you know, the house isn't great, but you get
house.
Yeah, and you get the, you know, it's privacy, and it's great. And I'm thinking, but I'm not going to have to pay the taxes. Oh, I was so wrong. Now, and then they had somebody knock on the door. We talked about this, and they said, we'd like to assess the inside of your home to see about taxes. I'm not going to let somebody in my house.
Yeah.
Do you trust this
next
person?
Next thing you know, they'll be asking if you're a citizen.
You know?
You shouldn't. And honestly, you shouldn't have to let them in your home.
You know, but that's been going on.
They're supposed to assess the outside of the home, and if you add anything to the home, you're obviously supposed to get a permit
come in
or whatever
the house
from the town.
So they can assess your property. The goal. To come into your house.
No way.
No, and then they leave a little note. Call us. We want to check out the inside of your house. I'm not going to let a stranger inside my house.
No way.
The last stranger
that was in your house, she's still looking for a check out of him. No.
Where is that poor girl?
By the way, I saw somebody at the public library yesterday all set up with a table about the 2020 census, answering questions or whatever. Like, I was going to make a crack, like, I'm a U.S. citizen. Is the question on there? But I didn't. But it was interesting that this gentleman was there, and they were offering if you want to become a census taker, you can fill out forms to be a census taker.
We'll take a break here, but when we come back, we'll address it. We don't have a guest in the next half hour. I'd love to talk to you about it. And I see the phones are up already, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. This is America. This is America. Are you a citizen? Are you not a citizen? Are you here? I don't want to. We're just marginalizing. We're marginalizing when people come, and we're making excuses for people who come in and don't want to do what we do as Americans, and that's love the country. And when you come in here, they don't want to. And this is what's happening on the progressive left. They don't want to salute the flag because it's going to offend somebody who's not in the country. Listen to me. They will kneel for the anthem, disrespect it, but they don't even want to sing the anthem. There's no patriotism. The left now has become anti-American because they don't want to offend anybody else. And then they start speaking in another language at an American debate for president of the United States. Are you kidding me? And now we're reaching out to everybody but Americans. That's what the squad is doing, and it's insane. And when you come here and you tell me that I have white privilege, you tell me that I'm a racist, you tell me how bad the country is, yet you're going to tell me how great a terror organization is that killed thousands of Americans, then yes, you should get the hell out of the country. Go back to where you're from. And I'm not just saying it like, oh, you don't. I'm just saying, if you don't like it here, respectfully, and you're going to complain like that, and you're going to support a terror group, then go the hell home. Just go back. And matter of fact, to the president's point, go back and help the people that are devastated. Help them. We gave you asylum. You used us. Now go back and help them. Or you know what, if Ilhan Omar, if she in Congress, would say, you know, I really like more aid for Somalia. Or she doesn't say anything to help the people. It's all about how bad we are. There's never a positive initiative from Ilhan Omar or these anti-American, anti-Semites that are in the United States House of Representatives. I stand with the president. He's not wrong. And he didn't say what the narrative is saying. You don't like it here, go back to where you came from. He never said that. He said, respectfully, if you don't like the country, you have the right to go back to where you're from. You don't have to. We're not forcing you to stay here. We're going to make it clear. So help me, goodness gracious. If you could watch on TV, I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. And my tan is turning blue right now. 6:36 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news. You're listening to AM 970, The Answer. Watching AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
73 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Nighttime and weekend L train riders are heading towards frustration as an ongoing rehab project moves into its next phase. The next stage of the L project is now in effect, meaning those commuting between midnight to 5 a.m. will need to take a free shuttle bus between Lorimer Street and Broadway Junction in Brooklyn until August 4th, and then again between September 23rd and October 6th. The project also means a reduction in service, but the MTA is saying it's adding extra M, G, and 7 trains to help. Jersey City Police are on the hunt for a group of 7 men and women after a man was pulled from his car and beaten. It happened around 3 in the morning on Sunday at the intersection of MLK Drive and Orient Avenue. Cops have released surveillance video of the incident, which appears to have happened after the 42-year-old victim was involved in a fender bender. He was left bloodied and lying in the middle of the street, but has since been released from the hospital, and police are hoping someone comes forward with information. In sports, Aroldis Chapman gave up a 3-run homer to Travis d'Arnaud in the ninth as the Yankees lost 5-4 to the visiting Rays. It was his third homer of the game. The Mets in Minneapolis tonight for a 2-game set against the Twins. The Amazons just 5.5 games out of an NL wild card spot. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. Still slammed getting to the outbound George on the Cross Bronx, basically at a standstill from the Bruckner to underneath the apartment. We had an earlier accident on the upper level, plus it's a crash involving a tractor trailer on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Have another collision on the southbound side of the Deegan just before the Cross Bronx. That's got you stop and go from Van Cortlandt Park on down. Northbound side, that's packed from Yankee Stadium on up. Picking up some delays, Queensbound on the Whitestone Bridge. Throgs Neck still looking good there. We've got a stall on the Jackie Robinson over on the westbound side by Cypress Hill Street, blocking a lane. Over in New Jersey, Turnpike Western Spur, we've got a crash by 15E. That's also in the right lane there. And at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, upper level 10, lower level about 10 to 15. Inbound Lincoln and Holland will cost you 15 each. Alternate side in effect today. Hot and sunny day. That's what's headed our way. Temperatures will reach the low to mid 90s. Partly cloudy tonight. We cool down to about 75. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell Space to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an App Nevada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. You know what they say? Your smile is one of the first things people notice about you. And Dr. Ed Romano and Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey and Morristown can make your smile look and feel its best. If you're looking for an amazing family and cosmetic dentist, Dr. Romano and his amazing team are committed to providing personal care and customized treatments. Don't get scared when you go to the dentist. Doctor, you're going to love Dr. Ed. I'm going to give you the number for Dr. Romano and the website, how to get in touch. If you're thinking of redoing your teeth, like, see all these teeth here right here? All fake. I'm going to be honest with you, right? I had all this work done, you know? And now Dr. Romano could make your smile look like my smile. How's that? Is that good? You got to check. And if you're thinking about it, you deserve a call. Because Dr. Ed will put you at ease. You don't have to worry about it. Because everybody's afraid. Oh, I don't want to go to the dentist. Here's the number for Dr. Ed Romano, okay? So you can get that beautiful smile that you certainly deserve. 973-285-5480. 973-285-5480. You can visit AestheticSmilesNJ.com. AestheticSmilesNJ.com. Or call Dr. Romano's office today and tell him Joe sent you and you'll be treated to a dental experience that you've never experienced before. This is a great guy, Ed Romano. He wants you to call 973, please, 285-5480. From veneers that make your smile sparkle, baby, to implants that help you eat and feel better, you can count on Dr. Romano and the excellent team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. One more time, 973-285-5480.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Swinging into the morning, baby. Tuesday, July 16th already. 6:42 on AM 970, The Answer.
And he's going to lead me from one saloon to another.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Francis Albert.
And directly to the sheriff's office.
With Count Basie.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing up there with those stars. Let me see what the spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Look at me, I'm dancing.
Remember that Bugs Bunny cartoon?
Hey, look at me, I'm dancing.
Hold my hand.
6:43 with Joe on the radio. Let me go to Elliot. He's been holding on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Elliot, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning. You know, I just want to speak about Ilhan Omar lecturing the United States people how we would take care of our dogs better than we could take care of children.
Did you hear that? Elliot, did you hear that? Oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable because in her part of the world and the Middle East, they take care of their children by putting knapsacks on them with bombs, sending them into certain areas and detonating them. You know, it's unbelievable in the Middle East that she talks about us, how we take care of children here. And over there, they hide behind hospitals. They hide behind schools. They fire rockets. Golda Meir said it right. Peace will come when the people of the Middle East will love their children more than they love war.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to say.
Wow. Well, Golda Meir, great quote from Golda Meir. 644, you're absolutely right on the money. And we're talking about this, how the press allows these gals to talk, and they don't go after these anti-American congresswomen. And oh, they're women of color. They're playing every race card they could possibly play. That go after them the way you go after the president. That's all I ask. And when you, this is the woman that says she likes Al Qaeda. She admired her professor because the professor's shoulders went back when he talked about Al Qaeda. Get out of the country. I'm telling you right now, she has no right to be here, and the president is right. And he didn't say what he said. But if he said what he said, I back him. Don't you back them? It's so anti-American. How dare she say that, talk to us like that, and how they treat dogs. That's exactly right. How do they treat women in the Middle East? Not they treat women in the Middle East like dogs. What in Saudi Arabia, Frank, what happened? They were allowed to drive, and now you—
Just as of last year.
And just as of last year, and now you could go out without a man. Oh, come on. Get into reality, Ilhan Omar, and be grateful that you're in the United States of America. Oh, Lord. Frank, good morning, Frank. What's on your mind this morning?
Yes, Joe. You know, I am calling you this morning because I am disgusted, flabbergasted, and annoyed with the fact that Mayor de Blasio stated that he ran on the platform of improving the city's economy. He said that he was a mayor that was going to help all citizens in the city. And basically now, you know, there's a lot of talk that he's a laissez-faire mayor that doesn't really do his job correctly. And, you know, I'm annoyed that the people of the city of New York are allowing this to occur. And they just discovered recently that he is lazy. And he, as Mark Simon would say, he's a doofus mayor that doesn't work for a living.
You know, you're laissez-faire is a hands-off. George Watson, your name? Yeah, do the white shot. Come in for a second. Tell us, George went through the blackout. I didn't talk to anybody that actually went through it. George went through it. Can we put George on camera for 2 seconds? Yeah, come on in, George, when you get a chance. Is he listening? Can he hear? Yeah, he's taking the white shot. But you're absolutely right. Frank, I don't understand it. I don't like to say anything mean about anybody. This guy, I don't understand it. Mayor de Blasio, how do you not stay here? Even Governor Cuomo said, I don't like to be that far away. There's a blackout. The mayor's not in town. Were you embarrassed as a New Yorker? As a person that works in New York, I was embarrassed. It was incredible. Yet everything's okay. Everything's fine. And he's still running for president, which is great. Yeah, George, come on in. This is George Watson. This is the gentleman that actually puts us on the air on video every Tuesday. George, how are you, buddy? Good to see you, and thank you for doing such a great job video-wise. So give us the breakdown, because I haven't talked to anybody who actually went through the blackout. Tell us what happened. Where were you? What happened? You were in Times Square?
I was actually en route when we got word that there was a blackout. At that point, we had no idea of the scope of the blackout. As we, I'm taking New Jersey Transit and into Port Authority. We get off in Port Authority and everything appeared to be okay. It was calm. We had lights in Port Authority, but when you went down to the stations, the subway station,
that's where
there was power at 42nd Street for the AC and E trains.
Yeah.
On the platforms, there was power. But there were also lots and lots of people. It was like rush hour on a Saturday night, but you know, it's as if it were a 5 o'clock weekday.
Quiet? Was it quiet? People talking?
People were basically quiet, calm.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's good.
The bad points. One, MTA had no representation whatsoever.
Mm.
No representation whatsoever. No answer. Nobody could give any answers. If you did find someone, they either snapped at you or we don't know.
Really?
And then another thing that wasn't very noticeable and people made comments about was no NYPD with all of these people. So there was very much concern that I heard that often, you know, quite often. On the good side, New Yorkers came together. Everyone was, are you okay? The limited seating on the platform, it was, ma'am, would you like to sit here? Or everyone was rotating.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Everyone came together. Very much amazing.
You
know,
so you were in Times Square, George. So you're in Times Square with all those lights. The brightest spot, in the world. And all those lights went down.
Okay. So I remained downstairs. I did not go out. When I did go outside to try to take a walk, I remained on 8th Avenue and heading down to
Penn
Station.
And it was dark. It was dark still.
And that area was dark. Penn Station, the platform, even the platform completely.
Now, people are going to think in New York there's like people around the corner waiting to take you out, man. You know what I mean? It was okay. Everybody was good.
Everyone appeared to be on one accord. It was like... the situation, nobody knew what was the cause. Everyone was on one accord, helping each other. Man. I actually tripped on a manhole and sir, can I help you? You know, so it was New Yorkers, the best in New Yorkers came out doing what was unfortunately not so major incident.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you, George. Hey, man.
Thank you, sir.
No, thanks for your great work here at the station as well. That's George Watson right there. I keep thinking about that, man. I would have freaked out. I would not have moved. It's New York. And only because I'm old and I've been around when New York was really, really dangerous, you know, back to before Mayor Giuliani cleaned it up. So it's nice to hear that New York did rise to the level. So I guess the mayor could take off and take another vacation whenever he's ready. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Brandi Scott's in for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, guys, you are looking at about a two-hour ride getting to the outbound George on the Cross Bronx. Delays start at the Hutch, continue on through to underneath the apartments. Earlier accident on the span started this mess. Now we've got a crash on the Alex involving a tractor trailer blocking the right lane. Northbound Sheridan backing up as a result, approaching the Cross Bronx. Southbound Bronx River Parkway also very heavy. Deegan on the southbound side, that's solid as well. Plus, we've got an accident there right before the Cross Bronx. Crash on Queens Boulevard. That's got you not moving much either direction. Northern Boulevard to Van Dam Street. Inbound Gowanus inching by right now. You have very heavy delays from the inbound Verrazano all the way through to the BQE. And at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, upper and lower level 15 to 20 each. Inbound Lincoln and Holland will cost you 20 to 25. Alternate side in effect today. And Mass Transit, 7 trains. Express service suspended right now at 42nd. There's a stall train at Steinway. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am970theanswer.com or download our AM 970 The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 970 The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today, becoming hot and more humid this afternoon with a high near 90. Partly to mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, low 77 in Midtown, 70 to 74 in most suburbs. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, hot and humid with a shower and thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 91. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tomorrow night into Thursday with showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. Low tomorrow night, 75, the high Thursday, 85. AM 970, The Answer.
Did you take your balance of nature yet? I just took my balance of nature. They weren't with Chiclets. They were with my gum. I put them all in a plastic bag, Frankie. You see that? And I put all the balance of nature in there. Took my fruits. And you can mix fruits and vegetables if you want to, correct?
Yeah, do whatever you want as long as you take them.
I'm exactly right. It gives you the energy that I didn't think I had. That extra oomph. You know that extra oomph? You want to try balance of nature? Because, look, balance of nature is not like ordinary vitamins. Ordinary vitamins, you eliminate them. They're made with synthetics. They stink. Aren't they stinky? You ever open up a bottle of a multivitamin? It's like, ugh. That's why it upsets your stomach. I don't even know what it's full of. With Balance of Nature, it's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% fruits, plants, and vegetables. Now, look, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Are you kidding me? And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You'll have a lot more energy. Your skin looks better. It's time to improve the quality of your life. So we have this special deal for you. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself for a limited time. Receive 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature Plus. Listen to this. You get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. 800-2468-751. That you know the number. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. We want to check the rest of the news. It's all about yesterday, you know, it was that whole political nightmare of the president saying, go back to where you're from, which he didn't say. And then, of course, the press grabbed on that. It was a great day at the White House. Great day with it. They did a Made in America summit. I think the third one the president is doing. They're making more products in America. They celebrated it. But, boy, once that news media gets a hold of something that's controversial, they went after it. And then we got to watch a press conference with these, in my opinion, anti-American women. I don't know enough about Congresswoman Presley. From Massachusetts. I don't know enough about her, but I know Rashida Tlaib and AOC and Ilhan Omar. They seem so anti-American, want to take this country, and I don't know where. And boy, they just had the platform. So I'm going like this. Again, listening on the radio. I'm in the car a lot, so I listen on the radio. And I didn't hear any initiative. I didn't hear anything. Here's what we need to do. Here's what we want to do. It's like, it's so true. Like when Ilhan Omar says, you're treating immigrants like dogs. Well, go back to where you came from. I mean, let's look back at where you came from. Let me just rephrase that. And let's see how you were treated, And why did you come to America? And treated like dogs? Are you kidding? Why don't you just not come? Why do you force people to come here? It's like, and it's inexcusable that we, and why is it, by the way, what's happening down at the border, our fault and our responsibility? Can someone explain that to me? Why is it our fault, our responsibility? Now, you can't treat people like that, but we didn't ask them to come here. We didn't invite people to come here. And then, you know what? One of our buddies, Rudy V, he tweeted something out. And you look at Jersey Joe Piscopo, what it looked like in Ellis Island at the turn of the 19th to 20th century when my grandparents came over. Take a look at that. And did we complain? No one complained. We were happy to be here. We didn't complain about it. We didn't say this is big, ugly America. We said this is the greatest country on the planet Earth, and we're honored to be here. We're going to learn the language. We're going to learn the laws, and we're going to become Americans. And that went on to become what? The greatest generation. Oh, don't get me started. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Dr. Peter Vincent Pry will join us. We're going to talk about EMP. We're going to talk about the electrical grid and the sensitivity and the danger of it in America. Jack Carr, former Navy SEAL sniper, author of the book True Believer, on Radio Piscopo, live from New York.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.